The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Suvas Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph begins by answering the great contradiction between our Mishnah and Daf Chof Tes, Eilu Nairis Yesh Lan Knas, and the famous Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Makkos called Eilu Hein Aloikin. In our Mishnah, it says, Abba Alachos Toiv, Alachos Aviv, Alachos Imoy, and so on, are all included in the penalty of Knas of Ma'anas. The Knas of Ma'anas applies to Abba Alachos Toiv, and Alachos Aviv, and so on. While the Mishnah in Eilu Hein Aloikin counts Abba Alachos Toiv, Alachos Aviv, Alachos Imoy as those that get Malkus, that get lashes. And we know that Ein Loikin Mashalim. So how could we say in our Mishnah that they are subject to the penalty of Ma'anis, payment of the knas of Ma'anis, while there the Mishnah says clearly that they get Malkus, and we know that Ein Loikin Mashalim. So how could it be that at the same time that a Baal HaChosoi has to pay knas, they also have to get Malkus? We know that Ein Loikin Mashalim. The Pnei Yeshua over here on the top Tosfos is bothered by a question why the Gemara didn't say a simple answer. That could be that, of course, you get Malkus, as the Mishnah said in Malkus. However, since normally there's a rule of Kimla v'Derabminei that you do not get Malkus and Mammon, one is not obligated at the same time to pay and to get Malkus. So our Mishnah that says that you pay is in a normal scenario where you would pay and you actually wouldn't get Malkus, like we do hold that Ein Loikin Mashalim. What does the Mishnah in Malkus mean that you get Malkus? That would be in a case where one admitted in Bezdin. We know that there's a universal rule by all Knosses that might have a knas is potter, which means that if one admits in Bezdin that they committed a specific sin that is supposed to get this penalty, then they are exempt from the knas. So that could be a scenario you wouldn't have to pay the knas, and then you would be chayv malchus. So yes, you're right that you don't get malchus and pay at the same time. The Mishnah that says that you get malchus would be talking about a case where one admitted in Bezdin, and since might have a knas is potter, therefore there wouldn't be the payment of the penalty of the knas, and therefore you get malchus. While the Mishnah in Suvas is talking about in a general scenario, you get Knas and you don't get Malkus because they know them like Om Mishalit. That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. And his only answer is to say that we didn't want to get involved in a Machlekes because we know there is a Machlekes about if somebody admits and then later on Edom come, Maitiv Knas Vachikach Bo Edom if it's Chayiv Potter. And since for other reasons the Pnei Yeshua shows that we did not want to get involved in a Machlekes, so therefore we stayed away from controversy and we said the other truth in which the Gemara does say, and stayed away from this teretz of Maida B'Knas. By suggesting this teretz, the Pnei Yeshua actually can be used as a nutcracker, if you will, to the whole concept of Ein Loikin Mashalim, which we'll be learning out from the whole Daf Lamed Beis over here. The Gemara brings different sources, what the din of Ein Loikin Mashalim is and where we learn it out from. And there's a very fundamental question which is incumbent on us to ponder, what's the gather of this din of Ein Loikin Mashalim? Is the idea that an obligation, two obligations I should say, that are simultaneously triggered by one act, are not both obligational? In other words, he's only mechuyev to pay the stringent of the two? Or is it that if he actually pays one of them, then it exempts him from the other one? For example, in this scenario, someone was baal achosoi, and they should have become obligated in malchus and in payment of the knas. So we're saying that you only have to pay the knas and you do not have to get malchus. And if you were to admit in Bezdin, which would exempt you from paying the knas, then you would actually be chayav in Malkus. So what do we see from there? That it's the actual payment of the knas that potters the Malkus, that exempts you from the Malkus. But if you did not actually get the ptur of the Malkus, of the knas, then you're chayav in the Malkus. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is assuming. This question is a fundamental question in the gather of the Kimle V'Derabmanei, the anatomy of the Kimle V'Derabmanei of Ein Loikin Mashalim, which we will navigate through Daf Lamed Beis. Whether it is only when the money is actually paid that he's exempt from the malchus, or even the actual obligation of becoming mechuyev to pay the money is enough to exempt him of the malchus, even in a scenario where later he wouldn't end up paying. For example, if somebody would become chayiv in knas and malchus, that we say is only chayiv in knas and not the malchus, perhaps one would have thought that even if he is to admit later and become exempt from the knas, he still would not be chayiv in the mammon because once he's been exempt because of the obligation of knas, he no longer can become obligated in the malchus. While the Pnei Yeshua is assuming that no, should he admit and become potter from the knas, then of course he will have to pay the malchus, get the malchus. A strikingly similar scenario to this question can be found explicitly in the Gemara in Machlokes Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara discusses over there in the sugya of Lav Anitik Lasei, when somebody goes and illegally acquires a mashkin as collateral for a debt from someone else, where he is over a lot because he wasn't allowed to do so, and he has to pay it back. So there's actually a chiv of malchus for the lav, and there's a chiv of payment for returning the mashkin. So the Gemara, Maskevlar of Zeir, Arikim Mashkin Shalger, Umei Tager. Not in all scenarios of stealing a mashkin will it be a case of Ein Loikim Mashalim, as we've been discussing, Dr. Zeir, because there's a scenario where somebody takes a mashkin from a ger, so yes, he would become obligated to pay the ger, and therefore he wouldn't get malchus, but then the ger dies. And since the ger died, seemingly, now he no longer has to pay the payment to the ger, because the ger has no yarshim, and therefore he would become exempt from the payment, and he should be chayv in malchus. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Mamash like the Pnei Yeshua's question. However, the Gemara says, Hosam gaber bar tashlumen hu v'shibud the ger hu dekapaka. The Gemara says, there the person was actually obligated to pay, and then later on the ger died, so now there's nobody to pay. In other words, don't tell me that now he becomes mechuyev in malchus. Since he was exempt originally because of kimla d'rabanei from the malchus, by virtue of the fact that he was obligated to make the payment to the ger, the fact that, oh, by the way, the ger died and now there's no one to make the payment to, doesn't make it that now he has to get his malchus. Because at the time when he became mechuyev in the mamon, he became exempt from the malchus, and he does not later become mechuyev in the malchus again. So it seems like from the Gemara, and that's the way the Rizvo over there in Machlokes explains it, that it was mamash the question that we're discussing that the Gemara was going back and forth about. In other words, the Havamina held that since he was chayiv in Malchus, since he was father from Malchus because of the payment, but once the ger dies, he should become a chayiv in Malchus. And the Maskana said no. Since he became exempt from the Malchus by virtue of the fact that he was obligated to pay the money, once he's obligated to pay the money, he no longer has to pay the Malchus. He doesn't have to get the Malchus anymore, and he's potter forever. However, Taisus is not happy about this, because of this question, it seems. Taisus seems to be bothered by the fact that after the Gemara said this, at the end of the day, if the guy is not paying, he should definitely get the Malchus. So perhaps it's a machlokes Taisus and the Rizvo about this question, about if a payment which is not actually being paid is sufficient to exempt one from the Malchus, or is the only exemption when he actually does pay. But should he stop the payment for whatever reason, the payment becomes non-possible, then he is chayv in Malchus. It seems like perhaps this is a machlokes Taisus with the Rizvo in Malchus Daf Zayin. And again, the Pnei Yeshua's question seems to be contingent on this controversy. Just to mention another few scenarios where we see this question very clearly, there's an interesting Taisus written by Metzia Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Esnan Ofer Tarev Afil Baal Imoy. So the Taisus III discusses over there in the middle about Malchus and Momon, and he says specifically that even though there's a din of Ein Eloikei Mashalim, that if one has to pay, he does not get Malchus. However, suppose the person is very poor and does not have the money to pay the said payment, then of course he gets Malchus, Dr. Taisus III, which seems very clearly that the exemption from the Malchus by Ein Eloikei Mashalim is only because of the actual payment. But should somebody, for whatever reason, not be able to make the actual payment, then he would of course be chayv in Malchus. That's what it seems like from the Taisus Riz. One of the standard scenarios of Ein Leiko Mashalim in our Gemara here is the Chayvel de Chaveri, who is over a lot and he's Chayv Malchus, and he also has to pay his friends for the damage that he did in the Chavola. And there's a din of Ein Leiko Mashalim. Suppose somebody was Chayvel de Chaveri B'yei Makipurim, or more specifically, let's say somebody was Chayvel de Chaveri B'Shabbos, Rachmona Litzlon. So there's actually three obligations. There is a Chiv Misa because of Shabbos, right, a chayvel is a malacha of Netilas Neshama, probably. It's definitely a malacha. And it is a chiv misa. Then there's also the chiv momen because of the damage that he did to his fellow chaver. And there's also the chiv malchus because of the love of chavola of Pen Yosef, as we see here in the Aplamid base. Now, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that even though normally over there you would say, Ein Leikum Mashalim b'chayvel b'chaveria, as we discussed in the Gemara, however, if it's Shabbos, that since there's a chiv misa because of Shabbos, which part is the moment, so now the chiv moment is by the wayside. If the chiv moment is by the wayside, suggests the Mechaz Chinuch that if there was a proper warning for the lav of Pen Yosef, then he would actually get Malchus. So the Mechaz Chinuch is assuming that since there's no tashlumei moment bepoil, he's not actually participating and obligated in the moment, in the money that he would normally have to pay by a chayvel since it's Shabbos. Therefore, he would actually lose out that now he loses the Ein Leiko Mashalim and he's Chayev the Malchus. If I'm not mistaken, the Avi Ezri in the beginning of Chayev Lamazik argues on this vehemently, and he says, what do you mean? He's mechuyiv the moment. There's just a din of kimel abidraminei, which says that he doesn't have to pay it. But he's mechuyiv the moment. Perhaps this question is also has to do with what we're discussing. If the chiyuv moment bepoyel has to be actually paid out in order for one to be exempt from malchus, then obviously he would be chayiv malchus in this scenario, like the Mechitz Chinuch is saying. However, if it is just the two obligations of moment of money and of lashes of malchus being simultaneously obligated, that he only has to pay the moment and not the malchus, then over here also he does theoretically. Still another scenario of chayvel, which also has to do with this question, is a case where someone has chayvel in his own personal Evet Knani. On the one hand, he's obviously chayv malchus because the Evet Knani has a din of a yid in that regard. And on the other hand, he also has to pay money. However, that does not have to actually be paid because that money is going to the master, to the Odin, which is himself. So if one is chayvel in his own Evet Knani, he should legally be chayv in money and malchus. However, since the money has to be paid to himself, there is no payment of moment. So the Bach and Simon Topchof, as well as the Vilna Gaon, both assume that if someone is chayvel in Evet Knani, he's a chayv in malchus, since he doesn't actually participate in the payment because the money stays in his pocket. While the Ktzeis HaChayshim wants to say that no, he will be pater from malchus. And Simon Topchof Dal, the Ktzeis HaChayshim, says that even though he's not actually paying the moment, that's only a technical difficulty, that since the money that he would pay to the Evet would actually go back to himself because of Mashikana Evet Kana Ravai, that's not cool that he's not chayv in the money, he's obligated in the money, and therefore he's exempt from the malchus. He just doesn't have to actually pay the money because it's money that would belong to himself anyway. So we see from this machlokes the Bach and the Ktzeis seemingly the same idea. Do we say that the ptur of the malchus because of Ein Leikim Mishalim is only when the money is actually paid, or even when the money is obligational on him? He is mechuyev in the money. He just doesn't have to pay bepoyel. That's enough to pater him from malchus, as the Ktzeis seems to assume in Siman Tav Chaf Dalet. And then going for a circle back to our Gemara, the Ktzeis HaKoshen actually compares it to the Gemara over here. The Gemara answers that what's the answer? Why do you get malchus in Elohim Aloikin, even though Ein Leikim Mishalim and our mission said Abal HaKoshen? So he pays the knas. So the Gemara is talking about a mefuta. Now the mefuta means when one was seduced, when one was convinced. There's a big machloikis if that means that there's a mechila on the maisa, or it's just a mechila on the tashlumen. The Ktzeis over here in Siman Tav Chaf Dalet at least assumes that it's a mechila on the tashlumen, which would be very similar to our scenario. Let's say you're mechuyev in the knas of mefuta, but there's mechila on the mamonis. It's mamish like this question that we've been discussing all along, whether one is mechuyev in knas. Just the money was nimchal would be sufficient to exempt one from being chayiv in malchus. So do we say that no, since he didn't actually pay the money, be it for whatever reason it may be, l'maisa he would now be mechuyiv in the malchus? All these questions seem to be fundamentally based on that question. If the din of Ein Leikim Mishalim is only when the payment is actually done, or the fact that the two obligations were triggered at the same time, even if in the end the money was not paid for whatever reason, one would still be exempt from malchus. It's important to mention two just quick points. One of them is that not necessarily is the kamalei b'drabmini of malchus and moment the same as misa and moment, and therefore it would have to do with that question which the Beis Yaakov later on in the parak, as well as Reb Chaim, discuss, whether kederes shasai is something which is more about bezin actually giving two punishments, two consequences together. That would lead us to think that once the money is not being actually paid, bezin would be able to give the malchus. On the other hand, there is a possibility that in this regard, moment and malchus is like misa and moment, and so on. We're not going to elaborate on that. And just one other quick point is that one may be wondering, by the case of knas l'chayra, the chiyuv is because of bezin, while the chiyuv of the malchus is because of the maisa, even though bezin actually gives the malchus, but the knas is because of the psak of bezin, not because of the actual act that one did, right? Elu nairis abal alachayse, and so on. It's not chayiv knas because of the action, it's because bezin pask is based on the action that one is chayiv knas. However, kimle v'dramine definitely applies in full swing in that regard, just like we find Misa itself in Momen. Misa is not really Chiv until Bezdin Paskins it later on. Not at the actual action when one did the Ritzich or the Chil Shavas. And the Rishayim discuss exactly what the explanation is, but Kimlev Dramani definitely is in place, and hence all that we've discussed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.